The UN Refugee Agency is calling for urgent action to end the violence, which is threatening the lives and well-being of civilians in North Kivu, South Kivu, and Ituri provinces. It says official and makeshift displacement sites are overflowing, with people desperately seeking shelter from indiscriminate bombing and other human rights abuses. The UNHCR reports armed groups in the region increasingly are using heavy artillery. This amid reports of bombings targeting civilian locations in the Minova region of South Kivu. UNHCR spokesperson Matthew Saltmarsh says there are worrisome reports of indiscriminate bombings in Sake and Goma in recent weeks, in which more than 30 people have been killed and at least 80 wounded. He says he fears many more civilian casualties from ongoing bombings and from the threats posed by unexploded ordnance.
The latest reports from UNHCR teams are bleak. Families continue arriving at sites traumatized and exhausted by the attacks, scarred physically and psychologically. Many report being abused, some sexually, during their flight.
Saltmarsh says many children have been displaced by the renewed violence, and a large number of them have become separated from their families, exposing them to grave risks, including kidnapping, forced recruitment, mutilation, and rape.
In 2023, in North Kivu alone, there were over 50,000 reported cases of gender-based violence, more than half of which were rape. 90% of these victims were women and girls, while 37% were children.
The UNHCR warns risks for displaced and civilian populations are multiplying as violence continues. Saltmarsh says lack of security is preventing access to many people in need. He adds lack of international support is hampering aid workers from providing life-saving assistance to the many vulnerable people who can be reached. He says the UNHCR has received only 14% of the $250 million required for its operation in DRC this year. Without more funding, he warns the region's humanitarian crisis will only get worse. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The latest reports from UNHCR teams are bleak. Families continue arriving at sites traumatized and exhausted by the attacks, scarred physically and psychologically. Many report being abused, some sexually, during their flight. In 2023, in North Kivu alone, there were over 50,000 reported cases of gender-based violence, more than half of which were rape. 90% of these victims were women and girls, while 37% were children.